Hello everyone, welcome back. This is Andre. I'm at the Mental Health Policy Research Unit meeting with Shirley McNicholas. She is the Women's Lead for Camden and Islington Foundation Trust and the Service Lead at Drayton Park. Shirley, you gave a really interesting talk and you had the room in the palm of your hand talking about a service that does what we've been talking about all day, supports women with a history of trauma, many of whom have a diagnosis of personality disorders. You've been doing this for over two decades. Tell us a bit about this service and why it works so well.
Okay. One of the reasons it works so well is because so many women were invested in developing the service with me, and that a luxury at the time when I set it up was to have a year to set it up, which I hadn't said there, so I had a development worker post. And most services don't aren't given that kind of time and attention. So lots of women then engaged in that year, women who'd use services, women who work in services. So we planted really firm feminist roots within this service, but were really clear. We had a function, and we had to prove that we were providing an alternative to hospital for women. So we couldn't be a commune for women, a hostel for women. It had to provide an alternative to acute admission. But we were given, not carte blanche, but this big group of women were able to then really look at the philosophy and the politics of it. And in that group, women were political. There was a woman studying a PhD in women's services who had used services herself. So we had this incredibly rich group of women who started it and set it up. And so we still work to nearly all of those principles. The operational policy has just been updated, really barely. So many of the systems still work today, and we have had visitors from every country almost around the world. Every month we have visitors, and people always ask, why aren't there more women's services? And it is a good question to ask, and I ask MPs, I ask the government, I ask NHS England, the Department of Health. You know, we are half the population, if not more. Why can we not have more women-only services? And if it's prisons or maternity or refuges, which is obviously just for women, nobody seems to mind that just being women and that the majority of the staff are women, but when it comes into mainstream mental health services, there seems to be a real barrier, and that might be partly driven by people in the 50s and 60s who, well, 70s and 80s, who closed down the big institutions where people were locked away for their entire lives, away from men and women, not allowed to have relationships, not allowed to be sexual beings. That is no longer the case, and women often, and men, want spaces just for themselves for periods of time. So Drayton Park isn't a place you live forever. You stay for one or two weeks. And to be able to have a women-only space with a women-only team has been really highly valued by lots of women. Lots of women who are political, who use mental health services, and women who aren't. They didn't even particularly think they were coming to a women's service. They were just coming in crisis. But their experience when they stayed of meeting other women, sharing stories, having women workers, having black women workers, having lesbians to work with, what they could talk about coming out, has been really humbling and powerful. It's a hard thing. We haven't researched and evaluated some of those specific aspects, the kind of feminist principles at all. You know, and we do feedback forms, but and there are women who are not happy with the service, but overwhelmingly, there is something that really works about some of those fundamentals of having a women-only team that is a much more a widely skilled and experienced team rather than everyone who's trained as a nurse or a doctor who have been kind of funneled into a medical illness model, really, although some nurses have kind of chosen to work there. So you've got a much more diverse, experienced team working with a very diverse group of women. We wrote a self-injury strategy with women who use the service. So we, you know, were one of the first services alongside the Maudsley Self-Harm Unit to have blades in the house that if women needed to cut. 10 years ago, those blades would have been given daily. Now, almost never. You know, times change, cultures change, the groups of women come and go. We also have children come and stay in the house. So we're trying to be kind of all things to all women. A big debate was around transgendered women coming to stay in the house, and some of us have had to move on that journey of accepting transgendered women, and I've really kind of got over that, and that might be another conversation because I know we've got limited time. But was there anything else particular
One of the questions that was asked at the end of your talk was, why aren't there more Drayton Parks across the country? There's a great crisis service for women in Leeds, for example.
But, yeah.
And you answered that by saying misogyny. So
yeah,
tell
I mean, that's all I can, you know, that it is misogyny and it is a political decision. And it's a very powerful decision, not just made by men, but people in power, who you may say is still the patriarchy, that there isn't an investment in, we're thinking about mental health services. We clearly know many women need this, but we're deciding not to offer it to them. We are going to decide and take control still of what women get. Women are not, and men are not campaigning for men-only services. This isn't against each other. There are not men's groups going, we must have men-only acute wards, men's... They're not, for all the obvious kind of reasons. They're not afraid of being in services with women. So I think it is misogyny, and I think, as someone was saying, I've done loads of work on trauma. You know, people should ask routinely if people have been abused as children, the levels of domestic violence. And how much training I do, how much policy, I have not been able to embed that because people find it unbearable. It is unbearable to think at the heart of our society, so many people are hurt by other people as children or whatever. And I think it must be linked. There is something about saying if we have women's stories, they might start telling us what's really happened and we can't bear it. So there's a kind of unconscious silencing by not having women-only services.
How do you overcome that with your staff? Because that must be really difficult to cope with on a day-to-day basis.
I mean, they have to work incredibly hard, and I'm probably... I don't reflect maybe often enough on how the team feel. I would say it's very hard work all of the time. People are never relaxing. They are on it from every single shift. Nights are busy, it's always busy. But people stay a long time because in a kind of old school world, there is a vocation. Lots of women who come to Drayton Park to work there have feminist ideas, they are political, they believe in what they're doing, and I think they feel empowered to do the work with the women. So the model is trying to, as I was saying in there, you know, there isn't like on a Wednesday, Shirley comes and she makes the decisions of how long. You know, each shift, if you were working with a woman together, you'd be going... I mean, I do drive it and go, look, we need review dates, we need leaving dates, but it's really your work with someone. So the lovely cards, the gifts that continually come, the feedback, are to individual staff saying, you know, you've saved my life, you've changed my life. And that doesn't mean... I mean, I suppose I want to say, there are women who've used Drayton Park for 20 years. This is not a cure for a mental health problem, but this is... a place to stay alive. You know, women have lived through their trauma and may not have lived if they weren't working with us. Or they've changed their lives. They've had children, they've got jobs. Good things have happened and bad things have happened, like anybody's life. So we're not trying to say if everyone had a Drayton Park, there would no longer be any mental health problems. You know, that isn't the case. But that isn't the case for any service.